We'd been out to eat. A couple of days later, Isaac got quite unwell and was admitted to Poole Hospital, where it was quickly spoken about E. coli and HUS. Then he was transferred to Southampton for like a dialysis treatment. And then he got quite ill and he ended up in ITU, obviously intensive care, ventilated. A couple of weeks later, I'd been getting symptoms of like feeling unwell and not wanting to eat, but I thought I was stressed, obviously, because of Isaac being really unwell. I started showing the same similar symptoms of what Isaac had previously shown, and I was admitted to Bournemouth for a week, and then I was transferred up to a London hospital for specialist treatment, and I stayed there for about 3 weeks.
And since then, I know that Isaac certainly has suffered some quite serious health complications from this.
Yeah, so Isaac's kidneys are still very damaged, and he's obviously he's fitting now, and they're querying whether he's got epilepsy from it, because the strand of E. coli, they say it's quite like a neurological effect as well, and I now suffer from migraines because of it.
What's it been like for your family then for the last, year going through this?
Just over now, yeah. It's been awful. It's been life-changing, really. Like, I don't think people realise how dangerous E. coli can be until it's actually happened to you. You know, who would have thought that, you know, 1 minute they're telling us my nephew's greatly ill, and then they're telling my mum and my boyfriend that I potentially might not make the transfer up to London. And then it's afterwards, you know, you come out of hospital and I think people think that you should be fine now, but it's all the psychological issues and like the problems that we've had to go over. Like, Isaac's nowhere near the same child that he was. He's obviously had a lot of problems after coming out, and I've found it difficult going back to work, and obviously depression and all sorts of things, and even physically I'm not to where I used to be. I find it hard to get out of bed, you know, even the little bugs that I pick up, I find it quite difficult.
What do you make of the fact that people are still coming down with this rare form of E. coli in what is essentially the same outbreak?
It's awful. We don't even know what to... Every day is just a shock, you know, when you get, like today, more cases break out of it, and we're up to gone 13 people now affected, and it's just unbelievable, and it's just heartbreaking that people have to go through the same thing that we've been through. And it just continues. It's not stopping. It just seems to continue a year later, and we're still living it.
Are you angry with the way that Public Health England have handled it?
We're all very angry, me and my family, of the way they have handled it, because, you know, we don't think they've handled it very respectfully from our point of view. We don't get told about what's happening only when suddenly it's out in the newspapers that we know what's going on, and suddenly they make a statement, and other than that, we have no idea what's going on. We don't know where the investigation is. We don't know what leads they're taking up, and I find them very rude, actually, when we do try and contact them. You think they'd have a bit of respect for us, obviously, because they know what we've been through. They're investigating it, but they just don't have it. They've not got a clue, really.
And do you think that the investigation has gone swiftly enough and it is rigorous enough?
No, I don't think so. You know, they tested my animals a year later. I don't understand why my animals weren't tested when I was unwell. Why suddenly test my animals a year later? It's not going to show anything, you know. I just thought it's a waste of time. I think everything's going way too slowly, and if it'd gone quicker, we'd be at the end of this whole cluster of E. coli and everything that's going on.
I mean, you say you've spoken to Public Health England on occasions.
Yeah.
Have you told them how frustrated you are with the way the whole thing's being handled?
Yeah, they know. And I had one of them tell me that she was really sorry what my family had gone through, but she had had a hard year. The restaurant in question had had a hard year. and it was just a bad year for everybody. Then that was like 2 weeks after I'd just come out of an intensive care, and I don't think that's the way to be talking to someone who's just been quite unwell from it all. I don't think they care, to be honest. They just want whatever's going on to be dealt with, and they don't care who's involved.
Are you going to take any action, or are you just waiting to see what's happening at the moment?
We're waiting for the outcome. I do care where it's come from, but in a way I don't care where it's come from. As long as it's found and this whole situation is stopped and people stop getting unwell from it, and heaven forbid someone dies from it, and I just want them to find it now. That's all I care about, is them to find the source and them to obviously make sure it doesn't spread again.